Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hahn. Nam Phan is off today. We already finished our trivia questions. So, interesting, I mentioned this deal of the week probably about a month ago. The interesting thing is when people hear about how expensive the money is to borrow, 9% and a couple of points, whatever, why would anyone want to borrow that? Especially if they can get from the bank. Well, the interesting situation was that this one couple had wanted to move from one house to another, and they could qualify for a bank loan. Their offer that they were going to put in was going to have to be pretty close to asking, if not above, because there was a competing offer. But because Pacific Private Money was able to help them come up with money in 11 days, it appeared like they were going to put in an all-cash offer. Technically, it wasn't
right, we call it mimicking a cash offer.
Mimicking a cash offer, exactly.
Realtors get to mimic a cash offer with our loan commitment.
Exactly. And as it turns out, the sellers decided to accept their offer, even though it was $75,000 less, because it was very, very clean and it was going to close in 11 days. The other offer was $75,000 higher, but it was going to take your typical 30, 45 days or more, and you never know. So in this case, it actually made sense for the client, the borrower, to pay a high rate of interest and points. And they still saved money because of the fact that they saved $75,000. And because there's no prepayment penalty on it, they refinanced in about 3 months.
So we say all the time that many times our money pays for itself. And to the average person who doesn't really think it through, they go, oh, that's crazy. They get sticker shock from 9% and 2 points, which is $20,000 on a $1 million loan. And they think, why would anybody pay that? Oh, that's usury. I mean, we've heard all of the objections from people who just don't really think it through. And yet you just provided an example of someone who actually made money. Yep. Not only did they get the house they want, but they got it for $75,000 less than the other guy, because they had a very, very clean offer. Their realtor understood that with hard money, we had a commitment there to fund that loan and close quickly. So they were able to close in a relatively aggressive time period, less than 2 weeks. The seller was thrilled because the seller is like a sure thing.
Yeah.
And if you have a clean offer with few or no contingencies, and the number one contingency that always makes a seller nervous is the financing contingency. If you have no financing contingency and the only contingency you have are inspections and reports, when the seller knows what he's selling and he's confident that the reports will be clean and the inspection will be fine, then you really have what amounts to a non-contingent sale. As a buyer, you can offer less and often win the deal.
Well, especially now with things being as crazy as they are with the economy and lenders, they're actually going to get their loan.
If I were selling real estate today and it were a similar situation that you just pointed out, I would discount for a sure thing. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
It's just not worth waiting 45 days to find out that, oh, something happened and they're not qualifying and now they need another 30-day extension. And you're sitting there going, made plans.
Exactly.
So it's really hard.
All right,
and
one more time.
So didn't give out my phone number yet. We're in the Bay Area here at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Call and ask questions. We have a really friendly staff and we love talking about how we make money for our clients in this business. So if you're a realtor and you're looking to get more information on how you can use our bridge loans as a tool, we work with a lot of realtors. If you're an investor looking for more information about how you can make 7, 8, 9% on your money, again, call us at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. Here's our thoughts for the day. I'm at the age where an all-nighter just means that I didn't have to get up to go to the bathroom. And if I won the award for laziness, I would just send somebody to pick it up for me. All right. Tune in next week to the Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.